All right, here we go. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Success Team Leadership Call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome, all of you. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. It's Thursday, February 20th, 2020. It's 02-20-2020. I don't know. I just thought that was cool. I saw it on the screen on my dashboard today, and I just thought that was neat. But I'll tell you, whether you think it's neat or not, it's still the 20th. We are rapidly rolling through the month of February. I want to welcome, offer my welcome and sincere welcome to new members of the Success Team as we get going this evening. Welcome to Ozzy Small in New York, sponsored by Carl Dunn. Eleanor Tillman in Oklahoma, sponsored by Alexis Johnson. Scott Carson in recruited Cole Carson in Louisiana. And we have Michael J. Coviello in Arizona, recruited by Seneca Hester. Welcome, Michael. Serena Dargan in Alabama, recruited by Chris Corley. Noelle Bacchia in North Carolina, brand new to the Success Team, sponsored by David Taylor. Kelly Dalf in Louisiana, sponsored by Derek Jordan. Carol Vells in New York, sponsored by Susan Pellegrinetti. Aaron Mayfield in Oklahoma, sponsored into the team by Quinton Dates. Omika Bivens in California, sponsored by Hai Nguyen. And Bastian Vanderlist in British Columbia, Canada, sponsored by Brenda Shipowick. Welcome, all of you, to the Success Team. And since I know you're brand new, and those of you that are with us this evening, welcome to your first Thursday evening Success Team Leadership Call. You're in the right place to learn more about how to build an international, world-class, elite-level professional organization that markets the Legal Shield and ID Shield services with excellence and with great execution, precision. This is the right call for you. We're going to teach you how to build a team, a world-class team. And I am just so grateful to be here with you this evening. I've got a lot of notes. As you all know, we're going to be talking this evening about how to walk the beaches of the world with Legal Shield. And I thought there'd be no better way to kick this off this evening. Before I get into my training, and I've got a lot of notes for you, I'm going to go fast, I promise, when I do this training. But before I do that, I have here with me, I'm about to just hand it on over to her, my wife, my business partner, my incredible person that I lean on, and that is my accountability partner when it comes to focusing on winning these trips. She's going to just share with you some of her thoughts over the last handful of years as we have, again, walked the beaches of the world. So please, welcome to our Success Team Leadership Call this evening, Boston University professor, author, speaker, and trainer, $200,000 ring earner, and Millionaire Club member, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Danielle Russo. Danielle?
Hello. It is wonderful to be here tonight with you on the call ahead of what is going to be a not-to-miss training by Jim, who is going to share all of the secrets about how not to miss the wonderful trips that we have the opportunity to win as part of this great company. And I thought I would jump on first and just talk a little bit about our experience with some of the most recent trips we have been on and this tremendous opportunity. And, you know, within the past couple of years, we have been to Cancun at the Moon Palace, Las Vegas, Atlantis in the Bahamas, Universal Studios, Jamaica, Cabo, most recently Disney, and the Riviera Maya this summer is what we are very excited for and really working hard towards in so many ways. But this list is incredible. It's a dream list of opportunities and chances to get away. We were able to celebrate Olive's very first birthday at the Moon Palace in Cancun. We were there on her birthday, and what a fantastic way to celebrate. And we didn't have to pay a thing. We had a wonderful all-inclusive trip to Cancun to celebrate her first year, and we have Legal Shield to thank for that. Certainly our hard work as well. But so many opportunities like that. We were at Atlantis for her second birthday, and that was just tremendous with all of the swimming and the amazing aquariums And just so wonderful to be there with her for that. Her third birthday was in Jamaica. So really can't beat that experience. Olive has been so many places with us. She had a passport as a baby. Her passport picture is her in her little car seat. It's the cutest thing. And she's just had so many opportunities, as have we. And most recently, the Disney trip was one for the books. She is still talking about that. We talk about it almost daily, I think, because it was so, I mean, just such a magical experience, as you can imagine. And again, all thanks to Legal Shield. So these are certainly incredible opportunities to travel, to see all different parts of the world, to get away, of course, and to celebrate your hard work. But the trips are so much more as well. You know, there's certainly an opportunity to relax, but for us, it's at an even bigger level, an opportunity to really take time out for some real self-care, time for self, time to renew, rejuvenate, kind of recharge before coming back to hit the ground running again, taking that time to really spend time on yourself that is well-deserved and needed and, like I said, re-energizing. But oftentimes we use that time as well to kind of check in with each other, check in with our business. You know, we're away from things for a few days. So we often use that time to reevaluate our goals and what our goals are for the year and how we are doing on the checkpoints for those goals. And, you know, maybe seeing if there's anything we need to shift or to reevaluate and move forward for the second part of the year. So it's a great opportunity for that. And again, opportunity to really take that time out and take time for yourself so that you're ready to run. But also, it is such an important and wonderful experience because we get to spend time with other people doing this work with us. We are there on these trips, not just by ourselves, of course, but with all of Legal Shield and with all of the top leaders in the company. Just so amazing to have that time where we're taking time out, but so are they. So leaders from the company can pour into you and really give you attention, and conversations happen that wouldn't happen elsewhere. And some of our most, I think, great thinking and collaboration and just really high level discussions have happened on the beaches of the world. Such an incredible opportunity. So again, I want to keep this short, but I will reiterate, these are trips that you do not want to miss. So listen to what Jim has to say, take notes, get the process down, know all of the steps, know what you need to do, and then make a plan to put that into action because you want to be there. You want to be part of this. And we want to be spending time eating wonderful food, strolling the beaches, and having adventures, as well as planning the future with all of you. Thank you. And Jim, I look forward to hearing all of your great tips.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much. And yeah, I'll let you go. Before I get started on my training, you just heard from a professor, from a doctor, from somebody that is that's been on all these trips. She just said you gotta listen to what Jim's gonna tell you tonight, and I'm so glad she said that. I didn't tell her to say that, but that's exactly what I would want her to say if I'd written it down for her. You gotta listen. Unbelievably. Everything you're going to hear tonight is easy to do, and it's easy not to do. It's easy to do it, and it's easy not to do it. And so let's just dive in, okay? You just heard Dr. Russo talk about all the great trips we've been on just in the last handful of years, and she could have spent 20 minutes, 30 minutes just talking about it. And, you know, when we do Super Saturday events and other big trainings, we'll bring pictures from all of these events, and I'll talk more about that here in a few minutes. But here's what you got to do. All right, so hopefully you're taking notes. I'm going to go through what I believe and what I've proven over the last many years, all of these trips. This is exactly how you do it, and we want you to be on these trips with us. If you're brand new and you're like, I didn't even know there were trips, listen carefully. If you've been around for a while and you felt left behind while other people went on these trips, maybe because you just didn't even understand how to qualify for them, maybe you just, you understood how, but you didn't prioritize it or understand how to prioritize it. I've been there. I mean, there were trips, people went on trips without me before I figured it out. But let's start at the beginning, okay? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to begin right now, and I'll talk more about this. I don't want anybody listening to this call tonight to get in their mind that you're in a holding pattern for the next trip to be announced. So don't wait for the next trip to be announced, because wherever it is that we're going, you're going to want to be there with us. So don't wait. Right now, tonight, I'm going to teach you what you need to do to master the activity so that you can qualify for the Performance Club trips. And February ends the incentive period for the Riviera Maya trip, the one that a lot of us have been talking about, the Hard Rock, Riviera Maya, round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all-inclusive, $500 or $750, some giant amount of money, club credit, resort credit, which we never figure out how to spend all of our resort credits. Then they give us debit cards with cash at the, you know, when we get there to offset any incidentals or anything like that. Man, it's just so awesome. But we don't want you to wait. See, okay, February, so there's like, there's 9 days left in February, which is plenty of time for what I'm going to tell you, but you're not going to qualify for Riviera Maya if you're not in the qualifications, if you're brand new. You know, I don't want that to sound harsh, but I don't want you to wait, okay? Because since we're coming out of the Riviera Maya incentive period, that means soon you're going to be hearing where we go next. And you can position yourself to be already in the running before it even starts. Okay, so make sure you write this in your notes. And this is the kind of thing where I get excited. So you're going to hear my chair squeak. You're going to hear me get up and walk around on the phone. Hopefully that's not distracting, but write this down. Promise me you're going to write it down. Here's what you need to know. First of all, number one, no matter where it is we're going to go, no matter what the trip is, no matter what the date is, no matter where on the planet it is, the minimum qualification is going to be and will always be being Performance Club qualified each month of the incentive period. And if you don't know what Performance Club is, let me just start by that, because I'm going to break it down. And if you do know, just be glad I'm breaking it down for your team members that are on this call. The minimum qualification is going to be Performance Club. And Performance Club is this. On a monthly basis, on the calendar month, you have to earn 90 Performance Club points. Now, how do you earn a point? So first of all, write in your notes 90. You need 90 Performance Club points. How do you earn a point? You earn 1 point for every dollar that you sell in memberships during the calendar month. So let's have an example. Let's say you invite me to take a look at the presentation. You sit me down, you do a presentation, you send me your plan overview website with the 10-minute presentation on it, whatever it is. I see the presentation, and I'm excited to get these services to protect myself and my family. You sit me down, you sign me up. I buy the $24.95 Legal Shield membership, the $24.95 ID Shield membership, covers me and my wife, my daughter, And I'm excited you showed it to me. I'm grateful that I now know about it. I'm happy to sign up for it. You signed me up for a total of $49.90 in memberships, right? $24.95 legal plan, $24.95 ID Shield plan. Pretty simple. Performance Club points round up. I want you to know that. So there's no coins involved in that. So that $49.90 becomes 50 points. You sold me $50 worth of premium. You now have 50 Performance Club points. That was just one me. You can do that as many times throughout the month as you want to. So when I'm going to challenge you on this call tonight, that even if you haven't written any business yet, that I'm going to challenge you to Performance Club qualify in February with 9 days remaining, you're going to see that is not a big challenge. That's pretty inconsequential to have to jump over that bar. But I'm going to challenge you to do that because it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. So you need 90 points for the month. But see, this is where it gets really exciting. Legal Shield says you need 90 Performance Club points. This is why I want you to have your notebook out. So obviously you would think, okay, 90 points means $90 in premium. And you can absolutely do that. I gave you the example of signing me up. You got 50 points. If you did that twice, you'd have 100. That's more than 90. So you would be Performance Club qualified. However, Legal Shield says in their Performance Club program, we need more associates. We want you to tell people about the membership and the opportunity. We want you to build a team. So there's an incentive built into Performance Club for you to recruit at least one associate per month. If you recruit a new associate onto your team and you have at least $60 in premium, so you've written a total of $60 in memberships, you can't have $59 in one associate. You can't have $58 in one associate. You have to have at least $60 and one associate. Then Legal Shield will give you a 50% bonus on your points. So now let's say you wrote me a $50 membership, and then you called a friend of yours and you sold them a individual ID shield, a $9.95 ID shield. That's 10 more, right? So that's the 50 you sold to me plus the 10 to your friend. So now you have the 60, and I, because I'm so excited about the membership, also want to join your team. So I pay the $99, I become an associate on your team, and because you recruited an associate and you had $60 in premium, Legal Shield converts that 60 points to 90 points. They add 50% more points. So 60 plus 50%, which would be 30 points, is 90 points. If you had 100 points for the month, and you recruited an associate, your points would move up to 150 automatically. But remember, you have to have at least 60 points, $60 in premium, in order to get that qualifier by adding an associate. I'm going over it, not because it's complicated, but because it's easy, and because I don't want you to get confused by how easy it is. Usually when something is super simple, that's when it gets confusing, not when it's super complicated, because when something's super complicated, that's when everybody leans in and listens intently and writes things down. When things are simple, people listen passively and casually. They lean back. They think of other things. And I know that this is simple and straightforward, so I want you to make sure you understand it. That's why I'm going over it. So, who can be in Performance Club? Everybody. This is one of the challenges about Performance Club. Performance Club was designed for everybody to participate. What does everybody mean? I've got people on my team. They write 50, 60, 70, 100, hundreds of memberships in a given month. They certainly write plenty of business to be in Performance Club for the month. And I have people that build their business part-time, spare time. They're pastors. They're parents that want to be home with their children. And instead of getting a job where they have to put their kid in daycare, they have this business. And they don't build it 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week. And they're not in Business Solutions. They're having coffee with a friend a few times a month. They're selling a few memberships. They can qualify for Performance Club as well. And everybody in between can qualify for Performance Club also. It's not the high bar. It's certainly not the low bar. The low bar is zero, right? Everybody qualifies for that with no effort. But here's what's so powerful. Just that little bit of activity on a consistent basis every month, what do you get? Well, for being in Performance Club, you earn cash bonuses. Legal Show calls this a freedom bonus, and it can be from $35 per month up to $500 per month just for Performance Club qualifying every month. See, it's a program that rewards consistency. It's not just for the top producers. So you might be saying, wait a minute, I can earn an extra $500 a month by doing 90 points every month? Yes. You can earn an extra $500 a month, an extra $6,000 a year more by being in Performance Club. But it's so easy to focus on other things. I know a lot of folks that have a goal to earn a six-figure income. And they're so surprised when I coach them and I help them put together a strategy that they're focused on earning $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. And yet I'm over here talking about Performance Club because I know this. Consistency wins the day. And if we can get everybody in the organization focused on a simple, consistent discipline, then everything works. And businesses explode. And people become wealthy. I've seen it over and over. I've seen it in my own house. Okay, so you can earn $35 cash, up to $500 a month cash, freedom bonuses. And it starts in the second month, and it rewards consistency. So the more months that you're in, the more money you get paid per month for Performance Club. And if you miss a month because this rewards consistency, then you start over. You go back to zero and start again. And by the way, the minimum qualification for our trips is always going to be Performance Club, and that includes being in Performance Club the entirety of the incentive trip period. So, listen, no one listening to my voice should ever be out of Performance Club, just from what I told you about the extra dollars. But also, you can't miss Performance Club, the simple 90 points Performance Club. You can't miss that during a trip incentive period. That's why I want you to start in February, get into the habit, get into the motion, be in Performance Club now, and continue. And then you're never going to have to worry about that qualifier for your trips. Oh, and by the way, on top of qualifying for the trip in that minimum qualification bracket, I'll tell you about the other ways you have to qualify for the trips in a second, but that's going to be the minimum, no matter what, no matter where we go, no matter what the trip is, the minimum is going to be Performance Club. You'll get cash every month as a Performance Club qualifier, anywhere from $35 a month up to $500 a month. And oh, by the way, as a team leader, you also get a Performance Club match. That's right, on every member of your team in their first 2 years as an associate, not your first 2 years. You could be in your 20th year, 30th year as a Legal Shield associate, but you're going to get a match on your new associates during their first 2 years every month, and you're going to get anywhere from $38. You could earn over $500 per month per associate on your team. What if you had 5 associates, 10, 15, 20 associates Performance Club qualifying? So for some people, this part of the program itself is worth hundreds of extra dollars per month. And for some, it's turned into thousands of extra dollars every single month for helping their new team members do the simple discipline of being in Performance Club every month, okay? So I said there would be other qualifiers besides being in Performance Club. So besides Performance Club, that's going to be the minimum. To win these trips, to walk the beaches of the world, to you know, join us in places like Cancun and Jamaica and Cabo and just everywhere, unbelievable trips, there's going to be some other qualifiers, okay? But Legal Shield has multiple categories that you can qualify under. So there's a category for new associates. Maybe you're fairly brand new. You don't have your team in place yet. You're just starting to sell memberships. There's a category for you to win these trips. Maybe you're a big team builder, you're established, you've been around a while. There's a category for you, which is great because now you're not competing. If you're a big team builder, you're not competing against the new associates. The new associates compete essentially with the other new associates. Big team builders compete with other big team builders for these trips. The business solution sellers, the people that are opening new employee group accounts, enrolling those employees in Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit, they're competing together in the business solutions category. And the top performers in the company, like the top of the top, the Platinum World Council, they're actually automatically qualified for the trip. So that's a perk of being in the Platinum World Council. You are just automatically qualified as long as you remain Platinum Council qualified. So here's what that means to everybody else. You never compete against the Platinum World Council members. They don't take up any of the available spots in the trip. So some of you might be saying, well, how do I, you know, yes, I can be in Performance Club, but how do I compete with these people that I see on the stage and millionaire club members and folks that have been recruiting for years? That's the great thing is you don't have to do that. You don't have to be in a category with any of the Platinum World Council. They're automatically going. They're not on the list. You don't have to compete against people who are established and been doing this for years or decades. You have your own categories. And you don't have to compete against the business solutions people if you're not in business solutions. You can find your place. And by the way, you're probably thinking, well, how many spots are available, right? You know, maybe it's 2 or 3 from each of those categories. Listen, make sure that you understand. Legal Shield doesn't have 10 winners or 20 winners or 25 winners, qualifiers, I really should say. It's not a drawing. It's qualifying. And it's not 10 or 20 or 30 people that qualify. Between the different categories, it's hundreds of associates and their guests that qualify to go. This is a trip that Legal Shield pays millions of dollars to provide for us, and all we have to do is go and get it. So I just want you to just sit with that for a second. All we have to do is get it. And I'm going to give you the action steps, okay? And the action steps are not complicated, I promise. Hopefully you still have more room on your paper, okay? Action step number one. Decide. I told you, easy to do, easy not to do, not complicated, very straightforward. Action step number one, decide. Nothing is going to happen until you decide to make this a priority. Just imagine, I mean, I don't know how to motivate you without talking to each of you individually, but can you imagine how it would feel to provide these trips to your family? Like, I know what it felt like. My daughter, when she was, you know, I guess she was probably around 2 at the time, and everything was the Minions. And then we had the trip to Universal Studios, where Legal Shield, you know, flew us down there, put us up, it's a great place, gave us tickets to Universal Studios, shut down the City Walk for a private event for us, and she got to meet the Minions. And the Minions, you know, when she was 2, they're such a big deal. But honestly, they were such a big deal to her. They were like Elvis to me. Like, I was so excited. And some of you have seen those pictures at the Minions dance party. I was definitely the most excited person there, young or old. What would it feel like? I know, you know, just now coming back, being able to experience Disney World with my daughter for the first time. I'd never been. And I don't know that I would have ever been able to imagine the way it made her face light up, to experience it and see it. And again, the same for me. Just imagine what it's like to be able to open the door to that for you and your family and to have Legal Shield provided. Imagine what it's like to be in community with people that have done the things in this company that you're endeavoring to do. And I think of all of the times at a cabana, sitting at a bar or having breakfast and being able to talk to folks that have built the biggest, most successful, most impactful Legal Shield businesses over the last 50 years. And to have them not be too busy or running to some other place like in some events that we have where that's the reality, but to be in vacation mode and just wanting to learn where you're coming from, what you want, being able to pour into you, answer your questions, give tips, things that just, I mean, how do you put a price and a value on that? I just want you to know, nothing's going to happen until you make this a priority. And I know, because there was a lot of time in my life that this was not my priority. And I thought, listen carefully to me, I thought that if I prioritized these trips that it would distract me. That's what I told myself. I can't afford the distraction of the trips. I can't afford the distraction of focusing on winning these trips, as if the company had designed a trip that was a distraction from the daily business of what we do. It couldn't be any further from what I was thinking. It's the exact opposite of the way my brain was working. By focusing on the trips, everything else falls into place. Now, you don't have to focus on the trips to get everything else to fall into place, but if you're not going on these trips with us, and you'd like to, and you're not having the success that you'd like to have with your business, or perhaps you're just launching your business and you're looking for a way to focus in an area at one time, I would suggest to you that this radically changed my life when I made the decision that we were no longer going to be the folks that were watching other people on Facebook enjoy these trips, that we were going to be there and we were going to go. And when we made that decision, we've been on every trip ever since. So the step number one in the action steps is decide. Number two, commit. And commit, this is a little bit bigger than just the word commit. Let me break commitment down. First of all, make a commitment to yourself. Just make a commitment to yourself for something very simple and attainable, to join the Performance Club this month, February, and not wait a second longer, not to start in March or April or when the next trip is announced, but to start right now, this month, 9 days. There's people that do it in 1 day or 2 days. You've got 9, and you can do it, and I'll share with you some thoughts on how to do it in the next 48 hours. But make that commitment to yourself. Start qualifying for the cash bonuses right away, and be in forward motion already when the next trip's announced. Number two, or B, or whatever, second thought on commitment, make a commitment to your team. So first, make a commitment to yourself. Then, make a commitment to your team, because you're the leader of your team. And there's a bunch of people that are listening right now. You haven't recruited anyone yet, so you want to like shut off what I'm saying and be like, well, that doesn't apply to me, I don't have a team yet. But you will. I mean, you're going to. And by the time the next trip rolls around, you'll have people on your team. And you want them to see you winning these trips. You want them to see you winning the trips. It's important because the speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. And if you're qualifying, your team will start qualifying. And before you know it, you'll have a team of people on these trips with you. And the production that they're doing to win the trips for their family will bring financial success to your family as well. I just want you to understand, this is a trip, this is an incentive that Legal Shield pays, again, millions of dollars for, that we can leverage to inspire and motivate our team. But most people are not going to do it if you don't do it, because no matter what you say, what you do speaks so loudly they can't hear what you say. So if you're not going to go on the trips, if you're not going to prioritize the trips, you're not making a commitment to your team. And you're going to have a team that is made up a lot like you. Your team is going to look a lot like whatever your activity level is. So if you want to have a team of people that qualify for the trips because they're doing the production, then you make that commitment to your team. You be there first. Next, make a commitment to your leadership. You know, this is controversial. I know a lot of people don't say what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. I don't. My team knows. 2020 is my year of keeping it real. And so far, knock on wood, I'm not going to knock, that's annoying on a call. Knock on wood, I better do it, out of luck. There we go. Knock on wood, I don't offend anybody. I've made it 6 weeks in the new year, 7 weeks now, without offending anybody yet, or at least no one that has brought it to my attention, by keeping it real. I just think there's a lot of value in being transparent and saying the tough stuff. And I'm willing to say it, and here it is. You got to make a commitment to your leadership, your team leaders. That's like me, myself, the other executive directors. We need to know who's serious. We need to know who really wants to win. And what I love about Legal Shield, what I love when I got started especially, and I love it, the longer I'm involved in personal development, the more I love this aspect of Legal Shield. We have systems and incentives and rewards that are set up to reward everybody. So when I, as a team leader, I'm looking for people to work with, I'm looking for the people that are serious, like the people that I'm thinking about day and night are the people that are doing the Performance Club. It isn't necessarily the top producers or the top recruiters. You don't have to be the top producer or the top recruiter to show the leaders you're serious and that you're sincere. And it's one thing to be serious. It's a whole other thing to also be sincere, to make proclamations about what you're going to do with your business and then be sincere about it and go do it. The way you show it is to commit to being in Performance Club every month, which, again, is a very minimum level of activity, but then you also keep that commitment. And, yes, I'm in Performance Club for me, and I'm in Performance Club for the trips and the cash and everything I'm teaching you tonight about why it's important. But I started being Performance Club because my mentor, Mark Riches, held me to that high bar that I thought was so high in the beginning. And I know now that that was a gift. I didn't like it in the beginning. I didn't like having somebody to help me have accountability to my business. Because this is a business where you're the boss. You're the CEO. No one's going to tell you you did a bad job. They're only going to congratulate you when you do a good job. But you need those few special people in your life that also not only know how to give you a pat on the shoulder, but also a kick in the rear. And I'm grateful for Mark Riches, who said that I was living below my potential by not being in Performance Club. I didn't like that. I didn't like the way it felt. But I'm telling everybody on this call right now, I understand it. And I can say with humility, but also courage, that I won't hurt your feelings because I want to inspire you. You are below your potential in this business if you're not in Performance Club. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm saying it to ignite a fire inside of you if it's not yet there. Performance Club, as a minimum, is a commitment to your leadership. That their time and energy, their calls and their texts, that they're stopping what they're doing to get on the computer and solve something, get you a form, look up after a membership you submitted, work with someone on your team, that those times and levels of commitment that they pour back into you are worth it. And that's just my honest take on that. Next, make a commitment to your company. Show Jeff Bell and the executive team that you're serious about your business by being minimally qualified each and every month. Listen, they at the executive level, they ask the leaders, how are things going? How do we get more people into Performance Club? How do we inspire more people to join us on these trips? How do we find ways to make even more opportunity available? And it all comes down to us showing that we are serious about the mission we signed up for, the mission of equal access to the justice system by being in Performance Club. That's how we show them we're committed. And that is a huge measure of a leader's organization. How many people in that organization are in Performance Club? And not because it's a line on a chart or some arbitrary KPI, but because it moves everything. Because what we signed up to do was create a world that's different than the world as it exists. Access to justice, meaning that average, everyday men and women can push a button on a mobile app on their phone, take a picture of a ticket, and have it go to a law firm. Without wondering or worrying about what it's going to cost or what to do next or who to talk to or if they will help them. That average, everyday people can get their questions answered, can have something looked at before they sign it, that they can push a button at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're getting pulled over and know that a real attorney, their attorney, is going to be on the speakerphone while they're at that traffic stop. That's what we do. That's what we signed up to do. The company's just asking us to do it at a minimum predictable level. And finally, make a commitment to your business. Because honestly, again, you can't multiply zero. You can't multiply zero because all you end up with is zero. If you commit to Performance Club, you can build on Performance Club. I made my entire career being in Performance Club. I became a six-figure income earner. I made $250,000 in a year. I'm a Millionaire Club member. But I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying my business is I am in Performance Club. I recruit. I market memberships. I build my team. I'm in Performance Club. I pour that message into my organization because I know that that's how we all grow our business. So I took you through the first two action steps. Number one, decide. Number two, commit. And I know commit. I gave you a lot of angles on commit. Number three, and my final thought, is act. After this call is over, this is what I said, that in the next 48 hours, you could be totally Performance Club qualified if you have no sales on the month. After this call is over, so don't do it while I'm talking, but I'm almost done. After the call's over, take inventory of your business, which means your list, by the way, and you know your entire list. That's your business. That's the business we have. So who do you have that is on your list, your warm market list, that you haven't invited to learn more yet? Like, who have you been too chicken to invite to take a look? Or who have you not yet contacted? Call them. Sit down with them. Now's the time to do it. So that's the first person. Write this in your notes. Who do you have on your list that you haven't invited to learn more yet? Number two, who's on your list that you invited to learn more, to watch a video, or to sit down with you, but you haven't followed up with them yet. So maybe you don't even know if they've seen the video. You know that they haven't scheduled the time to meet with you to do a presentation. Who is on your list that you've invited, but you didn't follow up with? Who's on your list that you started them on the first step training? They've got a guest account, and they're in the training, but they didn't finish it. Life got in the way. They got busy. They intended to do it 2 days ago, and they just haven't gotten back to it. Who's on that list that you can talk to? Who is on your list that finished the training, but they didn't yet get a membership and become an associate? Who's on your list? And how many more people can you add to your list? That's the business we have. That's what we signed up for. We signed up because we believe in the mission of Legal Shield, to level the playing field, equal access to justice. We believe in the mission of ID Shield, that it's an unfortunate situation in our world that the scourge of identity theft, that there are people out there that have multi-million dollar advertising budgets. They're putting advertisements on television, in magazines, on the Super Bowl, or wherever they can find. They're willing to spend millions and millions of dollars to try to convince the average everyday consumer that they can protect them from identity theft when it simply is not true. When all they can really do is tell somebody they have a problem, and then give them a bunch of instructions on how they can go fix it themselves. I hardly see that as a solution, and I know you don't either. Not when we have ID Shield that we can offer to people at an affordable price that, yes, does monitoring, that, yes, gives them controls proactively over their own identity, but most importantly, gives them the power of leaning on licensed investigators to go out and do the work that neither you or I should be doing ourselves, trying to restore our identity, trying to restore our good name, trying to fix what's broken by these identity thieves. And even just today, with more breaches announced, the problem continues to get worse. In the decade and a half that I have been involved with this company, we have gone from what I thought identity theft being like a science fiction idea, fiction, to being an everyday problem that people deal with, that destroys people's retirements, that puts pressure on their families, that keeps them away from their jobs, that makes people wonder if things will ever be right or better again. And we have a solution for that. We have a way for people to really live life on their terms, to worry less and to live more. And these are not just slogans. These are our mission, to go out and do the right thing. And I want to remind you as I wrap up the call this evening, you didn't join Legal Shield to go on a vacation, I know that. But if you would focus a little bit of your attention on what we talked about tonight, qualifying for Performance Club, winning and qualifying for all of these trips, having these experiences with your family and friends and your Legal Shield family, if you would do that, then all of those great things, the money, the trips, the experiences, are actually an indicator of the people that you're helping. It's an indicator that you and your team are going out there and marketing memberships and offering a solution and helping people get protected. It's an indicator that you are not letting the opportunity end with you. You're paying that forward as well. You're helping people to start their own Legal Shield business, to become an entrepreneur, to live the entrepreneur's dream in the world, to be able to be their own boss, to earn extra income or create an entire career for themselves. And doing that is noble. And what we do is important. And whether or not you choose to do it at the highest level or you just make it an additional income stream for yourself, I want you to know that Performance Club is an indicator that you're doing the good works of this company, that you're seeing through the vision of our founder, Harlan Stonecipher, who believed in what we do and believed in each and every one of us to go and do it and do it well. I know many of you, because of as time has gone on, you never had the opportunity to be in the presence of Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher, to have them as mentors, to have them as the leaders that proclaimed the world that would come and that we would shape. I was there, and I'm grateful for that. If I can be a part of that voice to continue to make sure that you're hearing those important words, I will. I'm happy to, because what we do matters. What you do and what you choose to do today and tomorrow for this business of yours matters greatly to the people whose lives you touch, that you'll meet and know, and also for those that you will touch indirectly, that you'll never meet and never know, but will become better enhanced in their lives, will become more empowered, will be able to have more choices because you went out there and you marketed a membership. You went out there and you recruited someone onto your team. You went out there and you told this incredible Legal Shield story. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And thank you to Dr. Daniel Russo for helping me out at the beginning of the call. Everyone go have a great night and a great finish to the week. And make Performance Club and the incredible Performance Club incentive trips a priority as you wrap up the month of February. Good night.